Thank you, Chair. The Laws GGGE has been discussing definitions and characteristics of emerging technologies in the area of laws for many years. There has been a tendency to go around in circles on this topic. That's why we join others in expressing appreciation for putting concrete text up on the screen that we can engage with. We share the view expressed by many delegations in this room, including in written submissions, that it is not necessary to arrive at an exhaustive, common definition of laws to make substantive progress and fulfil our mandate. That said, a certain shared conceptual clarity is clearly helpful when formulating elements of a future instrument on laws, or indeed other measures. As you pointed out, Chair, and has been highlighted by others, different delegations offer different definitions or characteristics of laws for different purposes. Some states propose definitions to indicate the broad range of systems that are relevant to the discussions of this group, whereas other states are seeking to elaborate characteristics of laws to describe the types of laws that should be prohibited. But the purpose of the definition and where it might fit in a future instrument is critical context. But we will put that question to an aside for the moment. The draft article's proposal that Australia co-sponsored referred to autonomous weapon systems to include those weapon systems that, once activated, can identify, select, and engage targets with lethal force without further intervention by a human operator. So the elements of a definition you have put on screen track pretty closely against this. It is our long-standing preference to refer to autonomous weapon systems instead of laws, since autonomous weapons may have a range of effects, including non-lethal, that are regulated by IHL. Echoing the comment made by the US, the phrase technologies that enable is not necessary from our perspective. It is weapon systems that we are talking about, not only the technology that enables them. The formulations offered in bullet point 3 strike us as different ways of saying the same thing. We don't consider track to be a necessary inclusion. Indeed, arguably, that narrows the definition of laws in a way that's not helpful. We understand that deploy is referring to the deployment of force, which we understand to have the same meaning as apply force. We suggest that apply force is clearer to avoid any confusion with the deployment or activation of the weapon system. We would also note that apply force and engage, which is noted in the bullet point before this, have the same meaning, and so we query whether we need both. Turning to bullet point 5, in our view, these words, further, direct, concurrent, can be interpreted to mean quite different things. What we want to convey here is that following the activation of the oars, the weapon system is capable of doing certain things on its own, and we think that the word further captures that best. For the reasons articulated by others before us, on the final bullet point, we suggest that intervention by a human operator is a more precise and useful formulation here than human involvement. Thank you, Chair.